17, please.
From the Director, Facilities Management Division, Department of Administrative Services, request an authorization to enter into a memorandum of understanding with the Wisconsin Department of Transportation to reimburse Milwaukee County for expenses associated with the newly created capital project WO224 Zoo Interchange Utilities Relocation, established through an administrative fund transfer by DAS Fiscal Affairs. This item is also referred to the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit.
Mr. Drafted, please.
Mr. Chair, I would defer to Mr. Hyde.
Oh, Mr. Hyde, thank you.
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, this is a request to allow the Department of Transportation to enter into County Department of Transportation to enter into a memorandum of understanding with Wisconsin Department of Transportation to allow us to be reimbursed for expenses associated with relocation, adjustment, and performing of other improvements related to water, sanitary sewer, electrical, lighting, and communication utilities as part of the Zoo Interchange project. We're also requesting authority to approval to create a capital budget, capital project, WO224 Zoo Interchange Utilities Relocation, in order to facilitate the improvements. As you may know, the Zoo Interchange project, components of that on the surrounding arterial streets, one of those is Watertown Plank Road. And there are significant county utilities in that right-of-way that will be impacted as the state goes in and from Highway 100 to around 87th Street widens Watertown Plank Road and in some cases lowers the road itself. That's going to impact a number of our utilities. There are under the background analysis, it talks about the water main facility as being one of, I think it's 80% of the cost is for the water system impacts to address those to deal with the state construction. There are others, impacts to sanitary sewer, mainly adjustments to the manholes, electrical conflicts, mainly the old 4160 electrical distribution system at two locations, street lighting impacts at behavioral health, and communications required location, requiring relocation involving the Parks Administration Building, the Sheriff Headquarters, and fleet maintenance west of 45. In order for DOT to reconstruct this Watertown Plank Road, we're going to have to be doing a number of relocations and abandonments, and total expenses are projected to be $2.2 million. We're in the process of, the county is in the process of negotiating with Wisconsin Department of Transportation, and there is some of that work that will be compensable. As time goes on, that number hasn't really been solidified yet, but we may be reimbursed between $1 million and $1.4 million. That would mean that an estimated $800,000 to $1.1 million would be needed to be financed by the county to perform this work. Once again, it says 80% of the expenses are related to the county's water utility. Any expenses that aren't determined to be reimbursable by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation will be needed to be financed by other sources. Those sources may be reserves of the county maintains utility reserves funded by utility customers out at the county grounds. Those reserves will be examined to offset non-reimbursable expenses. The proceeds of any county-owned parcels that are sold to the state will be used to offset any county related non-reimbursable expenses from the Zoo Interchange project. A different financing source will be needed to be identified should any expenses remain, if those other sources don't cover it, subsequent to the WISDOT reimbursement and the receipt of all land sale proceeds. This is a project that needs to follow the timeline of the DOT for their work. We really don't have any control over that schedule. So the report in front of you is to provide us with the authority to go ahead and plan, design, and bid out these projects. Also included in here is a request to expedite the process, request an exemption from the formal RFP to hire a consultant, and the consultant that we would like to sole source to would be Grafe USA, as they have been involved with our planning and design work on that water main over the last 4 or 5 years. They are also the consultant of choice for the city of Wauwatosa. So we get some cost efficiencies with using the same consultant, and we don't feel that there's any conflict of interest there. The schedule really is driving this, and I guess I can take any questions that you may have.
Swear to Bukowski.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. So this sole source with Grafe is really a timing issue, pretty much, besides them knowing, you know, the lay of the land, if you will, and obviously their connection with Wauwatosa and that kind of stuff. But obviously, to send it out a normal RFP would really disrupt the timing, not only for our facilities on Watertown Plank Road, but I'm concerned about the commerce up and down Highway 100. You've got some major businesses, restaurants, for instance, that are going to be really inconvenienced, and for them to have to then wait for this formal process, is that a fair assessment of what I just said?
Mr. Chair, Supervisor, the state's not going to wait for us to do the process. We have to do this.
So then
we don't have any choice.
Okay, so it's a moot point. Then I guess we'll do the sole source.
Supervisor Washon.
I think, Mr. Chair, in the previous work that Grafe has done for us, they completed the RFP process for that work?
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, the work that they've done over the last 4 or 5 years, I believe it started as a small contract under the annual. And I can't say as where there we do have an RFP process to create the annual consultant listings, but as I said, those annual agreements are typically used for smaller contracts under $30,000. In this case, it's a series of smaller contracts that they were asked to do this, to look at this area, then asked to look at this area. I believe they did some work for MRMC that we didn't get involved with, but they've done a lot of work in on the county grounds area.
Okay. I guess at this time, due to the circumstances, we'll move approval of the item.
Very much move approval. Supervisor Bowen?
Just a quick question. If it's a sole source contract,
thank you,
Mr. Chair. Does it still follow DVE regulation with such a large contract?
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, every contract we have it follows all the county rules and regulations with respect to EEO, DVE, and all those other requirements that are in the contract.
So they didn't meet the DVE requirements?
Yes, I believe it's 25% in this case.
Thank you. Mr. Chair. So, Jersey.
Okay, here's what I'm hearing you tell us. We are going to enter into an MOU with the state, and we need a consultant to advise, I believe, our attorneys. Is that correct?
Chair, this has nothing to do with the attorneys. This is strictly the MOU. Entering into an MOU is something that's reviewed by our specialized legal counsel. But the project itself, we want to hire this consultant to prepare plans and specifications to get the project out on the street to bid so that we can implement it.
Well, we're trying to figure out what's reimbursable.
Yes.
From the state. And this is regarding the zoo interchange, and this is not only the county, but also the city of Wauwatosa, who are also concerned about reimbursement, correct?
Yes.
I guess I understand that part, but we need to have an expert, that being Grafe, to look at the pieces that are being proposed by DOT. Am I correct so far?
So far, sir.
And they're going to then advise, ultimately, whomever. I hope our attorneys are looking at this because this is all pretty complicated. They're going to advise what are the reimbursable expenses that the county should be looking for, correct?
The Grafe will not be, they may weigh in on the technical perspective, but our attorney and our negotiators would be looking at what's reimbursable and what's not.
I mean, because down the road there could be a dispute about that, and that's what I'm getting a little concerned about, because you said we're going to be using the same consultant, that is Grafe, as the city of Wauwatosa. Now, if Grafe is only advising the county on the county's portion and only advising Wauwatosa on what Wauwatosa owns, that might be fine, but there could be implications where the county could take a position and the city of Wauwatosa could take a position, and we now have the same consultant. So I'm a little concerned about that statement you made that there's no conflict.
Mr. Chair, Supervisor, the issue of reimbursable and non-reimbursable would be an issue for the attorneys. The consultant wouldn't be weighing in on that. It would strictly be legal interpretation of state statutes, county ordinances, and anything that's relating to whether the municipality or Wauwatosa or the Milwaukee County, if they're eligible for reimbursement or not, it's a legal issue.
Okay. And so Grafe is not making that decision.
No.
They're just doing the technical piece.
Correct.
And in that regard, I can probably agree with you. Who is our attorney?
Alan Markowitz.
Okay, same attorney.
Right.
Is Alan Markowitz also advising Wauwatosa?
No.
That's where we have our firewall.
Right.
We have our own attorney who will then take the expertise of Grafe and make sure we're getting proper reimbursement.
Yes.
And this is an MOU to do that.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other comments or questions? Only thing I have is make sure we have the funding, because we are shaky on this funding source. We rely on the state a lot, and then coming back to Milwaukee County. So I want to make sure my colleagues understand that in case the state do not get involved, the county's on the hook for this.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's
why we want to have a good attorney in this.
All right. On that note, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Wyshon.
Aye.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Jerzyk.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion is approved.
Item number